It's been a bloody year so far for police in the U.S. At least 40 have been killed. In St. Louis, Daryl Hall was killed in April, and U.S. Marshal John Perry was gunned down in March. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce is warning about an increase in assaults against police officers and what she says is a rise in bad attitudes towards the police. Attitudes like the one Perry Owens has about the police in Jennings.
Stupid! Jennings is stupid! I mean, I don't know what else to say. Even the county police out here, they locking people up, putting them in jail for what?
I met Owens walking down West Florissant Avenue in Jennings in St. Louis County. He's 61 years old and says he's a minister. He wears a white T-shirt, a lot of what he calls bling, a chunky gold watch and a gold chain, both engraved with an image of Jesus. He has complaints about the police. He says they harass people, constantly pull people over, ask for ID, and take people to jail for no reason. That's why Owen says no one here is afraid of the cops.
It is our police around here that people's afraid of. They'd rather shoot them than shoot you. Guess who the scared ones are? The policemen. They're the scared ones. They'd rather pop me and you just standing here than go out one of the criminals because they don't know what they're going to come up against. AK-47 automatic or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
1890
clear. St. Louis County Police Sergeant Colby Dolly works at the Jennings Police Department. It's the day of Officer Daryl Hall's funeral. Dolly's badge displays a black band in honor of Hall's death. Sergeant Dolly is a watch supervisor, and he let me ride along with him for the afternoon. He says a complaint like Perry's that police harass people is a classic case of differing perspectives. In most cases, a call was made by someone in the area and police have to check it out.
Their perspective on it is, I'm not doing anything wrong here. You know, the police are harassing me. But I think a lot of times it's just a difference of perspective. I mean, it's our job to investigate this stuff. And I would always try to explain to people, someone called, that's why I'm here, I'm investigating.
Because of the high number of officer deaths this year, the Justice Department is encouraging police to pay special attention to officer safety.
Stop here. We'll see what this officer is doing.
On the first call, we pull up behind two other police cars. A woman is sitting on the ground. One officer stands next to her while another searches her car. She's crying. A glance at one of the police cars reveals a man, handcuffed and sitting in the back seat.
This officer stopped the car, and I believe the person in the car, he's wanted for,
parole violation. For assaulting a policeman. He assaulted some Jennings policeman here.
She's got some drug paraphernalia.
Back in the car, Dolly says in situations like this, there are safety procedures that police follow. The person is separated from the car, and one officer keeps watch over them. The other officer does the search. Dolly says sometimes it's easier if they know someone is armed or wanted. They can anticipate what to expect. When they don't know, it can be harder. Like when an officer just wants to get some information from a person.
It would be inappropriate for me to draw my gun and point it at him. Yeah, I'm talking to him. But when I approach them, I'm going to watch what his hands are doing. I'm going to protect myself as much as I can. I'm probably not going to invade his personal space that much because that's going to put me at risk to be assaulted.
Some police departments are making an effort to build better relationships with the community. The St. Louis Police Department is focusing on kids in the city public school district. At Cope Brilliant School, Officer Drew Ali is standing in front of a group of preschoolers, kindergartners, and first graders. He's one of the community outreach officers in each of the 9 police districts that serve as officer friendly. Through the program, officers talk to youngsters about safety practices and start to build better relationships with students when they're young. On this day, St. Louis Police Chief Dan Isom is debuting the program's new mascot, a lovable bunny they call Sam Safety. The kids love the gray bunny, and row by row are called up to give him a hug and get their picture taken with him. Officer Ali says the addition of Sam Safety will only enhance his outreach efforts.
It makes it cool to be safe. You know, me as a police officer coming into a classroom is great, you know, for the relationship of the city, the citizens, and the kids seeing us in a different light. But with the Sam Safety mascot coming now that we have it, I think it'll be the extra push that we need to build that relationship.
Chief Isom says this type of school program can have a lasting impact because for some of these kids, the only interaction they've had with police is during a time of crisis.
I mean, we might have to arrest their mother or father and take them out of the house. At least they have some attachment to us beyond just that.
James Clark with the nonprofit Better Family Life thinks the officer-friendly program could really help city youth, and not just with improving their relationship with the police. Clark says, in general, society is failing urban youth, and the police are not the problem. He thinks they have nothing to do with it, because the police answer the phone after it rings. He wants to stop the phone from ringing.
Our high-crime neighborhoods are incubators of criminals right now. It produces criminals and second-class citizens. We have totally written off the youth in our urban core, not just in St. Louis, but all over America. It's not just a St. Louis reality that African-American males are killing African-American males. It's a nationwide phenomenon.
Clark says he works with many young adults like Carlos Bulls, who opened fire on police in March, killing U.S. Marshal John Perry. And he says Bulls' story is just a thumbnail of the urban culture right now.
Carlos Bulls didn't come into this world packing a gun and violent. We did not have things in place for him. Now, the flip side of it is Carlos Bulls had a responsibility to do things necessary to help himself. Right now, society, I believe we're failing our inner city youth. We're doing a poor job of providing them with alternatives.
And when we do that, Clark says, St. Louis will begin to get a handle on the crime plaguing the city and perhaps change some of the negative attitudes about police. I'm Julie Burock, St. Louis Public Radio.